Dave Wasserman is the house editor at the Cook Political Report, online at cookpolitical.com. How are you, Dave?
Hey, doing well, Coy.
Are you getting some sleep now?
Yeah, a little bit. still recovering, but what a wild ride it's been.
Yeah, tell us, take us behind the scenes, Dave. Tell folks where you were election night, and tell us what it was like.
Well, I feel like I've finally been allowed to tell some of the trade secrets. I was at the election equivalent of NASA Mission Control, which was the NBC decision desk. And if you thought that calling the races was complicated, you're right, because they have about 20 different models that they used, statistical models that are all on huge screens inside the cavernous NBC studio at 30 Rockefeller Center in New York to determine who's winning what races. There could have been a lot of drama and a lot of intensity if it were a really close presidential race, but as it was, the night went pretty smoothly, and my task was to determine who was winning House races.
So NBC and MSNBC, they were looking for you to tell us, okay, who's winning and what races can we call when it comes to all those House seats?
It was sort of a magical experience because I would punch in my estimates of the percentage chance that each candidate would win a House district. So I was keeping track of probably about 90 to 100 of the most competitive House districts. Races are a foregone conclusion at about 300 of them. But then I would have one earpiece set to MSNBC, and I'd see as soon as I updated the model, Chris Matthews would bring up the screen and announce what we were estimating. So that was pretty cool, even though I didn't get any FaceTime. It was exactly what I would have wanted to have been doing.
Dave Wasserman is the house editor at the Cook Political Report, and you can check out his work online at cookpolitical.com. So break it down for us, Dave. When it comes to the U.S. House of Representatives in Washington, what really happened last week?
Well, Democrats had a really, really good night. I think Republicans were worried it could have been a lot worse in the House at the congressional level, that the Obama wave just could have swept everyone under. Voters approached this election pretty diplomatically. Sure, there were between 21 and 24 Democrats who picked up seats in the House. I should actually make that 25 to 29 because four Democrats lost on election night. And so it was a net pickup for Democrats in that range. But that brings them close to 260 votes in the House. And what that means for them is that as for Obama's initiatives, when he's trying to sell a health care package or an energy package in the Congress, it means that some of the Democrats who are elected from districts where Obama isn't so popular can take a walk on those votes and only vote with him some of the time, so as to enhance their ability to stick around. So I think this Democratic majority in the House will be durable beyond 2010.
Really? Interesting. Any big surprises on election night when it comes to the House races?
I'm talking to the district that was the biggest surprise. Look, I
that was a loaded question.
I found it amazing that Tom Perriello was able to unseat Virgil Goode. I think, you know, recounts in
Me
Virginia
too.
Don't change much, and a 700-vote lead is much more secure than the 537-vote lead, for example, that George Bush held over Al Gore in Florida in 2000. But if we're looking for surprises on election night, this was the one out of the 435 districts in the House, and it's amazing to me that someone who has probably spent less time in the district over the last 10 years than I have was able to swoop in and reclaim the seat. But it spoke to Congressman Goode's lost appeal in Charlottesville, Albemarle, and also some of the hits he took on the issue of the movie Eden's Curve down in Southside, Virginia, towards the end of the campaign. It was definitely a pretty fast-moving race. Considering that I was handicapping House races in Charlottesville for 5 years, it's astonishing to me that the only race I really put in the wrong column on election night was this one. It's mildly
well, you and everybody else.
But what would you know, we be without a few surprises here and there?
Well, it's interesting to hear from the nation's expert on House races and House campaigns that our little old 5th district in Virginia was the greatest upset in this year's elections.
Absolutely right. And I remember when I was growing up in New Jersey, was going around campaigning for a guy who no one thought had a shot at winning a seat in Congress, and he was a Princeton plasma physicist. And my mom took me to the victory night party at the Nassau Inn in Princeton, and they declared the other guy the winner. And then one of the county clerks decided that they had switched around the vote tallies, and the guy I was campaigning for won in a stunning upset victory, but I was in bed at the time, and I didn't find out until the next morning. So I've lived through a couple of these things, and that's what we're in this business for, is for exciting finishes like that.
It makes it a lot of fun. Dave Wasserman is the House Editor at the Cook Political Report, online at cookpolitical.com. Dave, what is are we looking at in terms of leadership in the House? Are we going to see some big changes?
Well, I don't think we're going to see a great deal of changes in leadership of the House. I think John Boehner might have a fight on his hands for the job of minority leader, but the real action, given that Democrats are in control of close to 260 seats, will be in the Democratic caucus. All Barack Obama needs to pass his initiatives are a few Republican votes in the Senate to avoid a filibuster, and to hold on to enough moderate to conservative Democrats in the House. And so Nancy Pelosi is really going to be the one who will need to come to agreement with the executive on what the shape and the priority and the agenda of legislation will be. And so we'll see how that plays out. My guess is that Obama is going to want a little bit more of a tempered approach to this than Speaker Pelosi. So we'll see if they can't come to some sort of agreement.
Well, that was my next question for you. What do you think we're going to see in that first year? Are we going to see, is it going to be like FDR, where they come in with just all these big new sweeping legislations across the board and programs and everything? Or are we going to see more of a Clinton approach, sort of one thing at a time and more pragmatic rather than this big bang?
You know, it's interesting. Clinton came in to the presidency in 1992 with similar majorities in Congress. They weren't as stable majorities because there were certainly more conservatives in them. But he also did some things that alienated the electorate from his point of view. And as one of his first acts, the executive order on gays in the military, I think, was very alienating and led most Americans to believe that he wasn't doing first things first. And I think Obama will be careful not to make those sorts of mistakes. I think the first issue beyond the stimulus that we're dealing with right now will probably be health care. And one reason for that is the frailty of Senator Kennedy, who has vowed to come back to the floor of the Senate early on next year and basically camp out outside Harry Reid's office until something gets done. And I mean, if there was no clock that was ticking on the health care bill, then Senator Kennedy's health has put a buzzing clock.
Yeah, now there's a clock. Yeah, now there's a clock. Absolutely. And what's interesting, and we should point this out, he's got the votes. I mean, that's what this election. The Democrats, the Obama administration, they have the votes to do these things. I mean, we are going to see a big new health care package.
Well, you know, it's a matter of Democrats agreeing with themselves. And you know, that's easier to say than to do. When we have plenty of Democrats and plenty of organizations who are each claiming credit for this victory, the thousand fathers of this Democratic victory each have their own agenda. They each have their own sets of priorities. And so not all Democratic or pro-universal health care groups and think tanks can agree on what will happen. And the question is, you know, how long will this take? How much patience will Americans have for this piece of legislation to get done? I think they need to move on it quickly. Otherwise, it could get bogged down in sort of a Harry and Louise fiasco that we saw in 1994.
Dave Wasserman is with the Cook Political Report. Dave, what do the elections mean and the new Congress mean vis-a-vis Iraq and Afghanistan and these troops in two major theaters of war overseas?
Well, I think Obama, who has pledged to bring all troops out of Iraq within 16 months, may find that that's a little bit more difficult than he originally thought. You know, he had been receiving the advice of plenty of retired military personnel to do this, but the reality is he is going to have to work with General Petraeus and others who are currently leading this effort in Iraq to work out some sort of timetable or compromise on this drawdown. But foreign policy is probably going to take a little bit of a back seat to other priorities, given the political climate in this country right now, so focused on the economy, so focused on the health of the big three automakers and the like. So it's likely that we're going to see big debates over foreign aid and the two wars we're fighting sort of pushed to the back burner, at least for the sake of public discussion for some time.
Dave Wasserman is the House editor at the Cook Political Report, and you can check out his work online at cookpolitical.com. Dave, thank you, my friend. I always appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Corey.